And I'm not saying that all sickness is from our own personal sin, but some of it is. I already told you it wasn't my fault. I had a birth defect in my hip. Not everything happens for the same reason, but we need to be open to letting God show us. That's all I'm saying today. When you have a problem, the first thing you need to do is go to God, yes, and pray, but don't just ask God to take care of it. Ask him if there's anything you need to see. Maybe you're praying for God to get you out of debt and you just need to stop spending so much money. Oh, never thought of that. I needed more energy and all God said, good, go walk. Well, you know, I thought I was doing good, but I sit hours and hours and hours and study. I sit hours on planes getting to where I'm going to preach. And I've been working out at the gym 3 times a week for 12 years, but the cardio exercise is a different kind. I'm just telling you, move, play some sports, take a walk, do something, but get yourself moving so the life that's in you can begin to flow and do something. And actually, walking is one of the best things you can do. And if you think you'd like to have some time alone, that's a great place to go get it. And I know everybody likes, you know, a walking partner. Well, maybe you should just let your partner be Jesus for a while. Maybe you need to get out and just, you know, instead of getting a friend to walk with and gossiping about all your other friends, maybe you need to get out and just talk to Jesus for a while. Ooh, I'm having so much fun today. But now remember, tonight I'm going to talk to you about your mind. You can come back. Make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. See, Dave talks to you about the situation in our country and tells you that we can't just pray for God to fix it. We pray for God to fix it, but to also show us what we need to do. It has become so real to me in the last 5 years, especially, that we are partners with God. We can't just sit around and ask God to do everything while we do nothing. Just wishing for things doesn't get it done. We have to say, God, show me the steps that I need to take to have the result that I want to get in my life. I mean, the Bible says in Hebrews 12, that no discipline for the present brings joy. It's painful. When I first started going to the gym, I was sore for 2 years. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but I was. Oh my gosh. You just don't know how bad I hurt. And I'm telling you the truth. It's like, so often we start to do the right thing, and it's hard. Well, that's hard. Well, I can't go walk every day. I don't have the time for that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You know something that I've found out? We do what we want to do. I mean, that's just the bottom line.